Brave William is a lad of a warlike lion's descended. We ne'er in England had our laws so just defended. For since that he is come to the crown, fought popery doth rue. For bravely he'll maintain the throne in spite of the Jesuits' crew. Great William is the top and chief among the princes, no paltry sort of fop to Jesuits' pretenses. A heart and soul so wondrous great, and such a conquering eye, that every honest lad fears not in William's cause to die. Our king, he is a prince of noble resolution, whose powerful influence can order our confusion. But oh, he fights with such a grace, no force can him withstand. No god of war but must give place where William leads the van. To William every swain does pay due veneration, and Scotland does maintain his title to the nation. The pride of all the court he stands, the patron of our cause, the joy and hope of all his friends, the terror of his foes. May heaven, which did him raise all the Protestant profession to his immortal praise, maintain him in his station, that no pretending pastor bold in time to come may dare his lawless title to uphold by name of popish heir. And now he's going again, in spite of all pretenders, to cross the Irish main and be the faith's defender. The Jesuits' tricks now all do fail, they show their teeth in vain. Great William o'er the main will fail to fight them once again. With sword in hand we'll go, and all with resolution, to fight the Irish foe, or make them fly the nation. For when great William he draws nigh, no longer they'll be seen, unless their arms fling down and cry, God bless the king and queen. But if they stand a touch, oh, then our guns shall thunder, our bullets will not grudge, we'll make the Irish wonder. What is they mean by throwing balls so thick as any hail, whilst James with open mouth doth call for a ship that's under sail?